Lopez.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello. Hello? Hello, Jim.
Yes, Mr. President.
I just called to wish you the very best on Tuesday. I urge you to work right up to the last time and to say that I'm sorry I can't get to Idaho. But if when you go around these next 2 days, would you express my appreciation for the support Idaho people have given me in the past years? And also tell them that I told you that we need you in that Senate. We need our Republicans who are running for the House and the Senate in the House. I look forward to working with you in these next 4 years.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's going well, and as a matter of fact, I'm looking at a paper right now with a half-page ad with your very kind letter of endorsement.
Ah. As you go today, you can point out that I've called and you that one of the reasons that I know from the work that we've had together in the House that how strongly you have supported the administration in working for peace with honor, not surrender, a strong America, not a weak America, and also working for an economy that will provide full employment without inflation and without war. Now, all this means a great deal to South Dakota, to Idaho, to all of us.
Well, it certainly does, and I appreciate that, of course. Secretary Romney was here last night and gave a rousing pitch for the
administration. Great, isn't he?
Yes, he did a very, very good job.
Great. Pull them all together and win, okay?
Are we planning to do that?
All right, and we'll see you in January.
All right, thank you, Mr.